morning. Team, welcome to another Wealth Coffee Chats, Property Management Wednesdays, part of the Six Star team. If you haven't seen me around, my name's Cass, representing the property management team here within the Six Star group. So looking forward to this morning's chat. Got a few of the regulars already jumping on. So Kevin, it's bright and early, even though it's good evening from where you are over in Florida. So thanks for coming along. And of course, Luke as well. Good morning to you. And Bunty, good to see you guys. Hope you got your coffee for a Wednesday morning. Today, team, we are going to sort of unpack part of the keep you safe side of what we say here within the Six Star team throughout our property management and holding phase of our journey. And that's keep you safe, make you wealthy. We've certainly been talking about how to, raise rents, how to keep vacancy down, how to select the best tenants. And today I thought I'd just deep dive a little bit and show you a real life example of what an entry condition report may look like. Maybe what it should look like. Maybe you guys have some questions on that. So ECR is what we say here in property management land, entry condition report. And so today's topic is how an entry condition report can keep you safe and save you thousands. Because I've come across a number of situations, case studies, work with a lot of clients across the Eastern Seaboard, 13 years in this industry. I can certainly tell you when the entry condition report is not done, it's certainly going to cost you something at some point of that tenancy. Could be 6 months, could be 2 years. But I'll tell you what, when that tenant vacates, if this entry condition report is not done to its full potential, then we're going to have some issues. But that's not you guys, because you guys are ahead of the game in that space. So today, how entry condition reports can keep you safe and save you thousands. Right, so integral part of the process. What is an entry condition report? If anyone wants to have a crack in the chat for me, let me know. What is your understanding of an entry condition report? Let me know in the chat. ECR, have you heard that term before? What does it mean? When does it get done? How frequent does a property manager actually conduct an entry condition report? And what happens if you actually don't do one, right? It could be some issues there, as we said, down the track. So team, entry condition report, it is done at the start of every tenancy, right? Every tenancy. I'm going to show you an example of what that may look like in a moment and give you guys an example and some insight to what a quality entry condition report would look like, right? Because entry condition reports at the end of the day allow you as the investor and the property management team to look at the vacate into that future, like we said, 6 months, 2 years, whatever it may be, to look back on how the property presents itself at that point in time, right? We need to know, are there any discrepancies? Obviously, are there any damages? Are there anything in the property that's been handed back by the tenancy or by the tenant that wasn't there perhaps at the entry condition report when they first moved in? If it wasn't there, what are we going to do about it, right? If it's not noted, then maybe we don't have a leg to stand on. So I'm going to talk you through that. I'm going to try and share my screen now for you guys. And please yell out in the chat if you can't see that, if you want me to try and zoom in a little bit more on that screen. So team, an entry condition report essentially outlines some provides you some framework in relation to rooms throughout the home, internal and external. We're talking fixtures and fittings throughout the property, right? Could be one bed, could be a four bed, doesn't matter. We can add rooms, we can get rid of rooms. What you'll notice on the left-hand side is obviously the fixtures and fittings. And up top, we've got some columns there that say clean, undamaged, working. Obviously, any inspector comments that we might find. Now, let's just use the entrance hall as an example. And just team yell out in the chat if you want me to zoom in on that easier, because I think it might look a little bit different from my angle. But hopefully, you guys can see that, right? And what we want to do, team, is throughout each room, throughout the home, apartment, house, like I said, doesn't matter, at the start of the new tenancy, right, your property management team's going into the home. We're checking floors, walls, doors, power points, lights, ceilings, fixtures, fittings, right throughout. What's the condition of the garden, the lawns, weeds, yes or no, etc. And we're making comments and we're indicating on its presentation, on its condition at that point in time. Now, obviously, you don't want to do the entry condition report too far in advance on the tenancy because things could change and there could be some discrepancies. So, you know, a few days before the tenancy commences, our property management team go out and they check this report. Now, does anyone know how long an entry condition report actually takes to carry out? Would anyone know? How long does it take to actually run through this report to ensure that it's full of quality? Right, you guys might see on your screen inspector comments where commenting on whether it was freshly painted, whether the carpets were clean, whether it's intact, whether it's damaged, is it new, is it not, right? Warren's jumping in for me here, 1 hour. Yeah, it could be, Warren. It could be, right, depending on the size of the property, right? On average, maybe a one or two-bedroom apartment could take a property manager 45 minutes. Yeah, but a four-bedroom, five-bedroom home could take anywhere up to around 2 hours, maybe more depending on the size, right? So, you know, it's not a job for a property manager to go in and get done in 10 minutes. I think if your property manager's going in and out within 10, 15 minutes, then they're probably not hitting the mark, team, in that space. Jeff's here. G'day, Jeff. Jeff probably knows all about these entry condition reports. He's probably seen some of our examples. Yeah, and Sonia's nailed it on the head there. A couple hours, depending how big, right? So, you know, we're going to make sure these things are done to quality because we get one opportunity to do this team per tenancy. And if not done right, like I said, into the future when the tenant vacates, we've got a bit of a problem when we're trying to say to the tenant, hey, listen, the walls were freshly painted and this was brand new carpet. And all of a sudden, the condition of that is that it's ripped up, stained. We've got holes in walls, right? If we haven't done the entry condition report correctly, then we might have some issues at a bond conciliation matter, if not tribunal and insurance, right? Because if you, worst case scenario, need to go make an insurance claim, right, via your insurer, then they're going to request this information, right? And I've seen it time and time again. Claims can get rejected because we haven't got the evidence, right? Yeah, Roman's jumping in here. Got mine yesterday, 181 pages long, right? 181 pages long. Can't even get my words out. It's that long, right? But, you know, I dare say, Roman, like at 181 pages, it's got a lot of depth and detail to that as well. Luke's jumping in here as well, getting a video report every 6 months from a manager. Yeah, 100%, right? Routine inspections along the way help with this stuff. So, you know... Jeff said the place I'm renting is three beds. Real estate thinks it's two. Oh, that's, I'm sure there's more to that story, Jeff. I might have to ask you next time I see you that story. But you can see, team, here there's a fair bit of comments, right? And you'll see these little refer to image numbers, right? To Roman's point earlier there, 181 pages. Like, how long should this be? In this case, for this home, this one's 105 pages. It's got, hopefully that's loading up on your screen. You've got photos of where the keys are. But then we are running through every part of the home, taking pictures of the front door, back door, light switches, right? Because what's some of the common things we find? You know, crack light switches, dents, might be, you know, appliances that aren't in necessarily the most cleanest condition at the vacate, when in fact we provided them with a brand spanking new dishwasher, right? So we've got to look at these things. You know, why would property managers not want to do this, right? Maybe because it takes too much time and we're trying to cut the wrong, right? Not good. So how do you know if your property management team is delivering an in-depth, detailed, thorough report, that you've got enough comments and photos in the event something goes wrong down the track, right? Because I can tell you, team, when you hold property for 10, 15, 20 plus years, and myself doing this for 13 years, and I've got a few colleagues who are doing this a little bit longer than me as well, you know, sometimes these things are inevitable. Sometimes we're going to come across challenges, right? And in the event we come across these challenges, I think it's our job, you know, to keep you safe and make you wealthy. And obviously that's what today's about. It's keeping you safe and making sure we've got the right evidence, the right collateral, the right reporting in place when investors need it. Jeff lost keys to game yesterday to annoy us again. Oh, mate, keys are going to be the death of me, I think. We'll need to get, like, I don't know, keyless entry or something. I don't know. We'll need to ad hoc on that one, Jeff. I think we'll come up with a solution for keys. Property management's a nightmare for sure. So, team, short and sharp this morning. I've been hanging out with our property management team yesterday and again today, talking, you know, about some of this stuff, about getting our right processes and workflow in place to, you know, keep our owners safe. And, you know, it's a super important one. I just wanted to flag today and say, hey, if you're sitting there right now saying, oh, I'm not sure what quality of entry condition report my team has produced, pick up the phone, request one. Have a look. If you're still not sure, send it through to me. I think I might pop my email address up there, or it's probably on your screen at the moment. Flick it through to me. Happy to give you a review on that, because team, like I said, 13 years in the industry, it can save you thousands. I've seen it way too many times when entry condition reports are not done correctly, they're not questioned, they're not quantified, I suppose. You get the drill, right? You get the drill. No one wants to be in that position. That's not you guys. We're going to be proactive about it, of course. So please, that's my message today. That's my little two cents. Obviously, disclaimer, we don't count less wear and tear. Obviously, we're talking damages and cleanliness. Of course, that's what the report is about, less wear and tear. But team, it's super critical, right? So key takeaways, it's done every start of every tenancy. Needs to be detailed, thorough, a lot of comments. Lot of photos. Make sure it's there. It'll save you thousands, team, in the event you've got to have a conciliation matter go down that tribunal and or insurance pathway. Obviously, no one wants to end up there, but again, it's keeping you best positioned, right, to maximize your results, team, because all it does, right, when we get it wrong, just cost you more money, right? We don't want that. That's not you guys, but I think there's a QR code coming up on your screen there, team. So look, if you want more information about it, if you want to have a chat sort of offline about entry condition reports and how that can save you thousands, and you want to get an idea and some framework around how property management teams go about it, please let me know. I know we're a bit short on time this morning. So Scott says Gemma is awesome. She is, Scott. Yeah, thanks for the feedback. She's super awesome, super diligent in her work. So good stuff, team. I'm going to finish up a couple of minutes early. I've got to run. We're going to do some more things today and make sure we are keeping our owners safe and making them wealthy. So, team, that's me for today. Tomorrow is Thursday, so that will mean Jason is back for another Wealth Coffee Chat. So, team, tune in. Until then, thanks, and see you next Wednesday.